We are big, big fans of Chicken of the Sea here on the podcast and all over Mythical because their packets are, well, they're basically my little chef's secret weapon. They're portable, they're flavorful, they're super high in protein, and you can use them in so many different ways. I cannot tell you how many dinners I have made at home using Chicken of the Sea tuna. You mix tuna with any kind of leftovers you got in your fridge and you're gonna have a great time. And there are definitely a few stashed around the office, you know, for my emergency snack moments, of which there are many. And especially when I'm running between meetings or heading into a workout after work, that dill tuna salad packet is perfect for those moments. Chicken of the Sea has something for everyone, including an expansive portfolio of tuna, salmon, sardines, and more available in cans and portable packets. Whether you need an on-the-go snack or you want to add protein to a meal, their wild-caught tuna and salmon packets are convenient, flavorful, and nutrient-packed. They're easy to throw in a bag, perfect for camping or office lunches, and each has at least 11 grams of protein and 100 calories or less. Many come with omega-3s, and the flavor options are so fun. They got the dill tuna salad, the Old Bay, and now, this is my favorite, the Frank's Red Hot Light Tuna, which gives you the perfect blend of heat and flavor. To learn more about Chicken of the Sea, visit chickenofthesea.com and look out for their products sold in-store and online nationwide at major retailers. Try Chicken of the Sea's new Frank's Red Hot Tuna Packet today. Hey, before we jump back into the show, let's take a quick break. But not just any break. This is a refreshing break with Snapple.
We all know about Snapple's iconic Real Facts, so let's take a minute to go over some of my favorites. Snapple Real Fact 2033. Americans consume 150 million hot dogs on July 4th.
Snapple Real Fact 2043. On August 6, 1762, the first ever sandwich was created when someone requested a dish with meat between two pieces of bread.
Snapple Real Fact 1228. Chimps can develop their own fashion trends.
I get all my fashion trends from Jim's jokes on you. Snapple Real Fact 705. Every ton of recycled paper saves about 17 trees.
So grab a Snapple, take a second, and enjoy the moment. Because let's be honest, this might be the most refreshing part of your day. Snapple, make your break more interesting.
All right, now let's get back to the show. We're going to try your weird food hacks.
Mine? How did you get them? Josh, have you been reading my diary again?
There's some juicy stuff in there. I didn't know you felt that way about him.
This is a hot dog is a sandwich. Ketchup is a smoothie.
Yeah, I put ice in my cereal, so what?
That makes no sense.
A hot dog is a sandwich.
A hot dog is a sandwich.
What?
Welcome to our podcast, A Hot Dog is a Sandwich, the show we break down the world's biggest food debates. I'm your host, Josh Scherer.
And I'm your host, Nicole Anaiti.
And the hymn that I was talking about in your diary is specifically Gerard Way.
Yeah. How did you know?
He was the singer for
My Chemical Romance.
He
was on my binders.
Was it? Wait, no, I actually called it.
Up and down on my binders. You know, in Christianity, they have the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, that's
true. So for emo music, it was Panic at the Disco, Fall Out Boy, My Chemical Romance.
Oh my God. That's incredible. You never went like harder than emo, though. You never ended up in like.
I don't think I could.
Not like the Bring Me the Horizon.
No, I could never. No, I could never go down that route. And I think it's because I have a level of joy inside of me.
Yeah.
That some could call toxic positivity, but I just think I was just raised with a lot of joy in my heart.
Yeah.
Sorry, I don't know.
You know what's so funny?
Full disclosure.
No, for real, I was never able. I came to the what a lot of people call the screamo genre, which, like, you know, I'll listen to some metalcore and stuff like that. But I came to that from the metal side of it.
Got
not
it.
Not the emo side of it.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of people at these shows, like the Motionless in Whites, these kind of more theatrical emo kid kind of heavy bands. That came from the emo, and I was like, no, I was listening to Pantera as a pissed off 13-year-old going like, why doesn't my dad spend time with me?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mine was more of like a light cosplay, but I still do love the music. My God, I listen to their albums sometimes. It just comes up on like my Spotify random, and I'm like, I'm like a sleeper agent. I know every lyric word for word, and it's incredible how your brain just remembers stuff from that.
Listen to Evanescence put out a new album.
I love Evanescence.
Recently. Same. I want Amy Lee on the show so bad.
You Never Call Me When You're Sober is a great song.
Anyways, we're not talking about mid-2000s emo music today. No. Nicole, tell them what we're doing.
We are trying your food hacks. So we made out a call and we said, hey, give me some weird stuff to eat. And you guys delivered.
You really did.
Yeah. 600 weird opinions. Y'all are some weirdos.
You got 600. People sent 600 food hacks?
Yeah.
How did you... How did you choose? I was saying, how did you choose? But if you see this.
Logan made a very, very nice Google Doc for me. And I combed through it. So in front of you, you have what TurboVec says, redneck takoyaki, which
this is one of the coolest things I've ever seen in my
life. And we had a hot debate about the term redneck, if we should say it on the show or not.
Interesting.
Yeah, and we asked what's Leah's?
We asked our redneck friends?
No. What's Leah's title here?
The director of channel management, manager of channel direction.
I literally asked our channel manager, and I'm like, hey, is this word okay to say? Because this is such a great hack. I just didn't know if the words would make sense. But she's like, go for it. So
I think the term, I listened to a lot of Jeff Foxworthy as a kid. You might be a redneck if... And the Blue Collar Comedy Tour is very big.
Sure.
But also, I feel like I would never, if I called somebody a redneck, like unironically, I was like, oh, he's such a redneck. I feel like that would be inappropriate. Mm. But if someone calls something redneck sushi, I think we're, and I wouldn't name this redneck takoyaki myself.
Why?
Well, like, no, I mean, just the fact that I wouldn't come up with that individually.
Oh, yes,
but
I agree.
But if somebody who, say, identifies as a redneck, you know, said this is redneck takoyaki, I feel like, what am I supposed to say? This is R-word takoyaki?
See?
Then that's something else. And that's not appropriate.
Let me break this down. So they said redneck takoyaki, which is just mini corn dogs with takoyaki toppings, takoyaki sauce, QP, bonito, and seaweed flakes. Cursed, but so good. So I actually prefer a kake on there because I didn't have just regular seaweed. I really want to try this.
Yes, I mean, dig in. I have my opinions about it already. I know this is going to taste like it. It's going to be the best thing I've ever had in my
life. I don't know if you know. I picked the one with the most stuff on it. It's perfect.
It's perfect.
It's a perfect food.
It's perfect for this show's.
Swallow.
Unlike Jack Vietti.
Swallow. Chew your food. 5 to 7 chews.
Have you seen the Guy Fieri stuff?
No.
We'll talk about that later. I have a lot of opinions.
You do?
Who would have thought?
Wow.
There's a reason this is perfect. Because topping things with QP and some sort of sweet soy, like an eel sauce, bonito, and seaweed is great. That's
phenomenal.
Great. As a topping set, right?
Totally.
It's like animal style, you know?
Oh my God, that's such a good observation.
I've made like takoyaki flavored like Brussels sprouts, just roasted Brussels sprouts, mayonnaise, dark soy, bunch of katsuobushi, and seaweed on it. It's great. That topping set is awesome. The actual takoyaki itself has never been like quite my favorite. I like octopus just fine, but octopus probably doesn't crack my top 10 in terms of favorite animals to eat.
Sure.
You know
protein
what I mean?
Wise,
and then especially octopus like in that kind of doughy ball situation.
Raw. Yeah.
You know, it's not like personally my favorite. That said, I love the toppings on it. So taking something else, something like a corn dog, and putting all the toppings on it.
It's pretty brilliant.
What else could you do that with?
You could do that with just about anything.
Jalapeno poppers. Oh, Jesus Christ, that'd be so good.
Josh.
Just taquitos?
Oh my gosh, you could put takoyaki on just about anything.
You really could.
Arancini.
Even just chicken nuggets.
Chicken nuggets? You know what it is? The hot dog is reminiscent of that snappy octopus.
It is. This is not far from takoyaki.
So the textural similarities are definitely there. And also that sweetness of the cornbread just adds to that additional like pancakey vibe. I burned my mouth on a takoyaki when I was in Japan, and the skin off of the roof of my mouth just sloughed off. It was terrible, but it was a good ass takoyaki.
I do like takoyaki. I'm like imagining takoyaki, the crispiness. It's like almost kind of got that like fudgy like croquetta vibe in the middle.
Oh, with the takoyaki
croquettas.
A proper takoyaki almost like oozes like an omelet.
Yeah,
like a French omelet.
You know what I had in Spain? It was actually the first food that I had in Spain.
Can I guess?
Go ahead. You're not gonna be able to guess.
Was it a croquetta?
No, I thought it was.
Oh, what was it?
So we're walking around La Boqueria, the market that Jose Andres like really waxed poetically about. And it is so cool. Like we went up to this like giant seafood counter, and there was a dude just like deveining and peeling fresh carbonero prawns.
Okay.
And you just buy them for like €5 and he'd just make you one.
Are they massive?
Huge. Yeah. And you just serve them raw and sweet. It was incredible. But then we walked by a spot that had a bunch of different like types of croquetas. But then they had these croquetas that were like giant.
Mm.
I was like, oh, what the hell? And I was asking him like, ¿Qué es esto? ¿Es un croqueta más grande? And he was like, no, es un burrito.
Oh.
And I was like, what?
Their
he was
kind
like,
of burrito
frito. Not their kind of burrito. Like, tacos and burritos are super popular right now in Spain, at least in Barcelona where I was.
Okay, sick. Okay.
We went to a taco shop too called Shuba Tacos.
Dope. Okay.
That is owned by, he's a chef from Puebla, Mexico.
Dope.
That worked in fine dining in Barcelona. And he was like, I want to make some dope Pueblan food.
Yeah.
And he just like made the sickest tacos.
But they were deep fried?
Well, not this guy's stuff. But so anyways, it's just a cultural moment. But yeah, these were literally burritos that were filled with croqueta mixture. Tortillas filled with croqueta mixture.
Oh my God.
Breaded and then deep fried. So it effectively was a giant croqueta.
Oh my God.
But they had like eight kinds of like deep fried burritos.
Holy. A chimichanga, which is a
deep-fried. I literally was telling him, I was like, have you heard the term chimichanga? And he was like, no.
No. Not around here, partner. Not around here.
So that was the cultural exchange they got to have. It was definitely like a kind of like, you know, not like a shock food, but it was definitely like a trendy street food kind of thing that's going on. And yeah, so that was really the first thing. It was so oozy. And it was good, but it was like,
it was almost too much.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, the croqueta's the size it is because of how rich it is.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah. We didn't need a giant. But then we went and got a beer and some, like, you know, insane, delicious tapas just at a bar right there. And so that was fun.
This was really good.
This is really good. I do wish frozen corn dogs are not my favorite. They're not my favorite.
Of frozen, like,
of, like, all foods. If you were to list all the foods, there's something about frozen corn dogs. I love a frozen appetizer. The corn dogs, to me, a fresh fried corn dog is like it's a wonder. It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, you're passionate.
Go down to Doghouse. They got the root beer battered corn dog. Disneyland corn dog. You never heard the root beer battered corn dog at Doghouse?
You just said words that I've never heard before.
Can we switch our lunch order from the Taiwanese place to Doghouse?
Absolutely.
I don't want to support Logan Paul, but I think he franchised a bunch of doghouses.
Logan Paul owns Doghouse?
Here's Jake Paul.
One of the Paul brothers.
One of the Paul brothers franchised a bunch of doghouses, and they do a lot of content with them.
No way.
I don't
want to
support the Paul
money.
Brothers, but I do love Doghouse.
But
do
you
want to
eat a root beer,
root beer
battered corn dog. That sounds really good.
So if this was like a proper, like if you made this a proper corn dog.
With like little smokies. Oh.
You know, in a real, like, hush puppy batter, this would be, like, an elite food.
Yeah, yeah. This is a really good hack. I'm going to rate this in, like, an 8.5 out of 10. Maybe a 9.
I'm going to put it at a 9 flat. I would put it at a 10, but we have other things to do.
We have so many other things to do. You ready for the next one?
Next!
Be right back. Josh, what do you have in front of you right now? Speaking to the microphone.
Well, what I'm seeing here is a dish of macaroni, and I would say there's cheese in there.
Mm-hmm.
And then this appears to be some sort of fruit puree. I would
puree?
Wager a guess. Puree. My Italian roommates used to just call mashed potatoes puree. This is applesauce. This is mac and cheese and applesauce, right. And this is familiar to me.
Yeah. Why is that?
Well, not as something I've eaten, but this is something that you and I have opined on before, but never eaten in the flesh.
Well, our friend Just Enjoy the Show said, hear me out, mac and cheese and applesauce. And you've called me out on the pod and said I deserve to be struck by Zeus's lightning for this
combo. I didn't
say
that. That wasn't
so
me.
I insist you at least try it. I've never said struck by Zeus's lightning before.
It sounds like something I'd say,
but something you'd say. I would never say.
I don't think I would have said that. I don't think I would have judged somebody's.
Harshly like that?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know, but I would.
Yeah, a little bit. Because, there's a world in which the noodles, cheese, and applesauce are good. And I'll tell you that exact world. Because it was almost on the menu at Jeremy Fox's restaurant.
Oh Birdie G's.
Birdie G's. Cool, chef-y, kind of some fun Jewish comfort food. They made a kugel, like a noodle kugel, which has cheese, got cottage cheese in it, got some sour cream, got some people with cream cheese, whatever. A bunch of eggs, and you hit those hard in the oven. You hit those hard in the oven.
Josh loves kugel.
You bake, dude. I love noodle kugel. This is the most
really
Ashkenazi Jewish food. It's like objectively bad. It's a macaroni pie. It feels kind of very old school, and it's like it's just chewy, and it's not very flavorful. I'm talking about a savory noodle kugel too, because you can do a sweet noodle kugel, cinnamon, sugar, raisins.
Yeah, but also sometimes they like cross. You know what I mean?
100%.
Sweet and savory kind of.
There's cottage cheese and all of it. And so if you did that with like cottage cheese and then you put the applesauce on this very cottage cheese, hard crusty noodle dish, that's a fun time.
Yeah. You love kugel.
I love kugel.
I don't care for kugel.
But I don't know if I can get there with mac and cheese and applesauce.
You know what this is? This is like little kid stuff. Does that make sense?
Is it? No, I feel like this is a refined. This is somebody who's like, you would eat cheese and apples together.
You know what it is? It's lunchbox. It's lunchbox, but the applesauce spilled into the mac and cheese.
Do people put mac and cheese in the lunchbox?
You know, Logan told me that there was a Kraft mac and cheese that was apple pie flavored.
Yes.
So
what?
It's not outside of the realm of existence, you know what I mean?
But that shouldn't exist.
What do you mean just because Kraft made it?
Just because Kraft made it doesn't mean that it like should exist or is a good idea. I'm going to try the mac and cheese
plain.
That's
so good.
Wow.
You guys.
What mac and cheese is this?
Freezer.
Nice, dude.
Not bad. It might be Bob Evans. It might be a Bob Evans joint.
Nicole, I really don't like this.
Why?
I really don't like
the cooling. Think about, listen to me.
Okay, go ahead.
Think about, you know how you go and you get a tacos de camarón that's like fried to oblivion,
and then that beautiful
And that beautiful cold salsa and the flavor difference and like the textural difference and the temperature difference. It's the same vibe.
Okay, there's something key to that though, and that's the crispiness of the taco dorado.
There's no crisp. Right?
If this was a crispy noodle base, and only that, the applesauce is watery. I love applesauce, right? I could slurp this whole thing down. I love applesauce.
I
love mac and cheese. If this was a crispy mac and cheese, and this was, Colby made a crazy thing. I think we both seen it online.
Oh, the pure apple puree?
The burnt apple puree. Where
that was
you just,
crazy.
You just shove apples in an oven
and then puree
it together.
Yeah.
And so it's like, you know, it's not watery. It's cooked down. Sure. So like, it's almost caramelized.
There's like a little bit of dimension.
If you put that on a mac and cheese, this can work. But I think if you're putting store-bought applesauce on store-bought mac and cheese,
right.
that to me, the wateriness
problem.
Mixed with the fattiness is a really tough combination to get
through. I'm really enjoying it.
That's why I'll go in again, man.
Josh, I'm really enjoying
it. I don't know. I love ketchup on my mac and cheese.
I also don't like applesauce, but like I'm starting to get more okay with it because I have a little one. So applesauce is a lot. It's enjoyed a lot in our household. Okay, I'm going to get the next thing. I give this a 6 out of 10. I'll be right back. Josh, you enjoy.
There's not enough added sugar.
I literally got no added sugar.
Did you really?
This.
I want the added sugar.
So
Josh, did you rate it?
Oh, I'm sorry. Like a 2. It's really, that is not enjoyable for me at all. I'm so sorry. I love that you love that.
Did you see that story about the pop star who rented out an entire amusement park just for a casual Tuesday afternoon date? It sounds fun, but for those of us without a stadium tour budget, making our money work for us takes a little bit more strategy. That's exactly where Klarna comes in.
Klarna is your smarter, everyday money partner, and they operate on a simple principle. Money should work with people, not against them. They completely eliminate the usual financial chaos by putting your flexible payment options, automatic cashback, and reliable customer support all in one place.
When you use Klarna, you realize that being good with money isn't about being restrictive. It's about choosing tools that are actually good to you. It's smart because it's fair, and you can just breathe easy knowing your money is handled. It really is money on your side.
Download the Klarna app or head to Klarna.com. That's K-L-A-R-N-A.com, Klarna. California resident loans made or arranged pursuant to a California finance law license, NMLS number 1353190. Klarna balance account required to be eligible for cashback points, limitations, terms, and conditions apply.
Hey.
I assume these two things are going together.
Yeah.
Why are these two things going together?
Because Mookie OK5ZL said oatmeal raisin cookies with ranch dressing.
Do you like, there's not a lot of alchemy in food, right? Like if
there's nothing but alchemy in food.
Well, no, but I'm saying like things are mostly the sum of their parts.
I know.
You don't think so? Sometimes
food
things
is magic.
Can transform. I kind of agree with that in general.
Cookies are magical items.
Cookies are magical items, but I'm saying—
So is ranch.
I'm saying when you think about the addition of flour and butter and sugar and molasses and raisin, you think about all those things together. You're like, those are all delicious things. Those come together to form a delicious cookie.
Right.
Ranch, same thing. The mayonnaise, the buttermilk, the herbs, all delicious things.
Uh-huh.
You mostly know how things are going to taste by thinking about it.
You have no idea how this is going to taste.
Well, I can't imagine it's going to be the best. I'm seeing the specks of dill on that ranch.
Do you?
I love ranch. I love oatmeal raisin cookies are my favorite.
Do you think that this person is trying to fool us? Like how the Will Ferrell sandwich fooled us? Do you think we are being fooled?
No.
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 Why not?
I think you need to believe in the good faith of people. I think if you go into every interaction.
Ted Lasso.
I think if you go into every... Which one of them got served divorce papers on stage?
Olivia Wilde.
Jason Sudeikis served her divorce papers on stage. That's crazy.
It's not that crazy.
Is that not crazy? It feels crazy.
Crazier things have happened.
I'm sure they have. I think you need to go into every interaction with the assumption that the person is doing it honestly and in good faith. In the same way that every time you watch an Olympic sporting event, you have to assume that none of them are on steroids. And those are somehow the same thing to me.
Your heart has softened significantly.
Has it really?
Maybe. It's kind of wonderful.
I'm getting older, man.
Yeah. You want to dip? Older. Okay. I purposely left
I've lost
this.
The will to fight.
Good for you.
I'm like my cat. My cat's older now.
Oh.
And he used to, you know. Pippin used to be like kind of bitey and rambunctious. Now he just lays there and takes it.
So does my kitties. So yeah. Okay. Progression. Yeah. So I left the jar out here so you could dip it in like Oreos, because Oreos is milk's favorite cookie. Is that what it is? Yeah. Oatmeal raisin is Rich's favorite cookie.
That is a new marketing campaign that has been unexplored.
Oh, God.
Ranch. It's like whenever they're like, this is the official luxury sedan coupe of the NFL. And you're like, what? Why do they need an official one of those?
Josh.
I think ranch needs an official cookie and it's oatmeal raisin.
Do you remember one time you poured ranch into your belly button and you made us dip things in it?
I don't think. Wait, no. Hold on.
Do you remember this?
No. Also, I rebuke the term made you do anything.
No, it was like for a social bit.
What did I do? We TikTok the early days. No one knows. Charlie D'Amelio. There's another D'Amelio. No one knows what happened
there.
Me
and Trevor.
And they're doing stuff.
And V, you were laying on the kitchen counter and we poured ranch in your belly button.
What was the pitch? Was it mine?
I don't know.
My idea?
I literally have a photo in my phone of me dry heaving. I think I was dipping a cookie into your belly button ranch. I just remembered.
Why are we doing belly button ranch?
I don't know. Sounds personal.
Oh my God. I don't know. Nuke TikTok. We don't.
Cheers. Oh, come on.
There's a couple things blocking me from enjoying this.
I can't do it. I'm going to swallow.
Okay. Yeah. It's pretty unpleasant though, right?
That was really bad.
Yeah.
That was really bad.
I love oatmeal. The oatmeal raisin cookies are the best. I'll tell you what, there's not enough oats in this cookie.
Not enough raisins either.
Not enough raisins either. It needs to be double the oats, double the raisins, half the flour. You know what I mean? The ranch. Ranch has a couple key ingredients that make it uniquely savory. To me, there's
chive?
Like... Chive? Yeah, onion. Like onion, garlic, and then dill to me. Dill is such a savory food that like doesn't go on any sort of dessert. There's some dessert herbs. You can do them. You make tarragon dessert. You can do mint. You can do basil. Those are fun in desserts. Chive and dill, parsley, those aren't dessert herbs. You can't do that. Onion to me, don't go in dessert. I don't even like MSG in desserts. I don't really like
I like MSG.
I don't really like miso. I don't
I
like the
love miso,
miso
in my desserts. This was not a matter of salt and sweet. This is a matter of deeply savory.
Exactly.
And molassesy, treacly. And those are so far on the spectrum of like intense flavors. There's just no way this works.
What's like a salty treat that could go on cookies? Mayonnaise.
Mustard cookies make sense.
Remember
the gochujang cookies that were all the hype on NYT?
Yeah,
gochujang caramel.
Eric Junho Kim.
I mean, that sounds like a delicious combination.
Yeah, but like
soy
gochujang is already sweet. Is there soy in gochujang?
I don't think there is. I think it's the fermentation process.
I think that it's just the chilies that are fermented, and then I think it's rice paste that gives it the body.
It might be fermented rice paste. Yeah. But you don't think the rice paste is fermented?
It might be.
I
don't know. I don't know enough about gochujang production.
Me either.
I do love gochujang.
Me too.
And that makes sense to me.
That's a one.
Huh?
That's a one.
This is a one.
This is zero, babes. It's a zero.
Yeah, this is a zero. This is, I don't know if this is even worse than the mac and cheese and applesauce, though, because that was also not very pleasant.
This is pretty bad. Love cookies, love ranch, not together.
No.
Hey, I love doing this. This is so much fun.
I love what's happening here, because we, if we're being honest, we had two duds in a row.
I feel good about this.
I feel great about this. This looks
so
awesome.
So, Studio Period Jelly Bean said matcha and Mountain Dew.
Can I just have a sip of this?
Yeah, of course. I would shake it a little because it looks like the milk has gone all to the top.
Wait.
Maybe use the bottom of your fork.
Okay. When people say matcha now, what do they mean?
So that's a great question. I was going to get a hot matcha latte, but then I'm like, oh, it would make more sense for it to be an iced matcha latte because we're mixing it with Mountain
Dew. But when people say matcha, they mean latte now.
What else would it be?
What do you mean? Latte means milk.
Sorry.
They're mixing matcha with the milk.
Sorry.
It's like if you fall down. I'm not mad at you.
You're just mad at the situation.
I'm mad at the world. No. No, but like matcha is a tea that traditionally does not have milk in it. It's
no,
just
correct,
a tea.
Correct. Yes, I believe
But now when people say matcha, they're talking about lattes?
I believe so.
Interesting.
Also, American Dew for America's birthday.
It's crazy. Happy birthday, America.
Happy birthday, America.
You're flawed, but
you are
we
flawed.
Love you.
Smells like freedom. What's up? You hate it? You have a weird thing with like matcha. Is this the milk?
Is this good? Do people like this? I love matcha.
This is okay.
It's fine. It's okay. Not sweet.
It's not supposed to be sweet.
You're just mixing the matcha with the milk and it's not supposed to be sweet.
You don't need to have it sweet all the time.
If it's with milk on it, it's sweet. I love matcha.
Why?
I love matcha with no milk and not sweet. That's nice.
Just drink the damn.
I love milk and soda pop.
Oh, something terrible is happening.
Oh, no, it's separating.
It's separating.
Wait, you gotta mix it. You gotta mix it. Yeah, because we mix milk and Mountain Dew.
Acid plus base equals, oh my gosh, the particulates.
It's ricotta.
Oh my God. You guys, look at it in real time.
It's ricotta.
I kind of like the texture.
I can't do it. We literally, you've made ricotta. Look at it. That's disgusting.
I kind of love the texture because once the speed of your like sucking, it kind of like dissipates all the little particles. I kind of like. I think what has to happen here is, I keep calling it American Dew. Mountain Dew has to do a matcha flavor.
Well, yeah, that's what I was.
That's thinking. What has.
That's
to
a good idea. Why has no one done that yet?
I think it's because matcha is like this weird elitist, like coastal thing at this point.
Yeah.
And I think it would have.
But that means it's just like 5 years away from being an every person thing.
I think it's a great way to bridge the gap.
Do you remember the term metrosexual?
Of course. My husband's metrosexual.
Yeah. No, he's quite a classic metrosexual.
He's so
cares about his hair and his skincare and his fashion.
Much. Yeah, yeah.
But that was like a term. It was like a pretty offensive homophobic term if you really look back on it.
Is it
That's
offensive?
That's disgusting. Well, I mean, like it's like the roots of it were like, these straight men are acting gay without making love to men. Like that was like I remember like watching the original like newscast.
Oh my God, I never even put those two together.
Yeah, but anyways, like, you know, it was in like the tight pants era and yeah. But now, fast forward like 15 years from that, and like Republican politicians, Ted Cruz, he would pass as a metrosexual.
Would he?
J.D. Vance is wearing eyeliner. Mm.
I think he just has double lashes.
What?
I think he has double lashes.
You don't think he's wearing eyeliner?
I haven't like looked at his face that intensely recently.
I feel like he wears.
I think it's eyeliner.
I think it's eyeliner. No, it looks good.
Are you
good? You got that little smoky eye.
Some people have like double sets of eyelashes, so
what?
Their eyes look more. Yeah.
I want to do a deep dive on J.D. Vance's eye situation because it looks like he's rocking like halfway to a cat's eye.
No, guys.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Really?
Yeah, it kind of looks
gonna,
like a.
Look at his
he
face.
Looks like an aging emo singer, you know, who's like working
like
his day job, but he's like got a show later.
Guys, I think he just has really deep set eyes. Mm-hmm.
I know. And can I tell you what else is informing this? Huh. I was getting hair and makeup done, which is not a thing that I do often. Frankly, I'm a little uncomfortable with it. I don't like sitting still for a while. But the makeup artist was like, have you ever thought about wearing eyeliner? And I was like, no. And they were like, well, I think you have deep set eyes. Mm-hmm. She's like, it would really actually make them come out more. I think you may have put a little on me. And then we were talking and she goes, have you seen Kurt Russell? And I go, not like in person, but I know who he is. Sure. And she goes, well, if you've seen his face, he's wearing eyeliner. I was like, what? She's like, he doesn't leave the house without eyeliner. You know why? His eyes disappear. And I said, what are you doing? I don't know what you're talking about. I'm new. Anyways, and so now if I think someone's wearing eyeliner, pretty sure it's eyeliner.
I give this idea, the concept, a 7 out of 10. The actual execution, which might have been my blunder, I'm going to give a 3.
Is there surely there's got to be an artificial matcha extract?
Sure, of course.
Right, you could just pump that into some Mountain Dew, you think, and it would kind of smell like matcha. They could probably make it a little greener.
Yeah.
You know,
maybe give it like a creamy consistency without
Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew's doing creamy consistency Mountain Dews now. They're doing dirty soda.
No way.
But I really would like to. I'd save time by not stopping my sentence to burp.
What do you rate this?
This is what they call a cheese top. You can get cheese top
okay,
coffee now.
That
in
could
LA.
Be cool. Yeah,
that could be cool.
They do salted
I give
cream.
This. I give this the idea of matcha Mountain Dew That's a 10 out of 10 idea. But here's the thing. $1 million move, $5 shot. You know what I'm saying?
Give it a number.
I give this a one. I give it a one. I'm sorry.
Okay, give it a one. You give it a one.
You give this more than one. How can I give that more than a one?
You can't.
Make cheese. And I've made pilk cheese before.
Oh my gosh, this is literally...
This is pilk cheese.
But like, what's the... Dew cheese?
Milk cheese.
Dew cheese.
Dew cheese.
All right, this one's a little wacky, but I'm really into it. Plush pigeon set, quesadillas topped with powdered sugar, and mozzarella omelets topped with apricot preserves. Salty cheese and sweet toppings are an iconic pairing.
It's a blintz!
Oh my god.
This is Jewish food. This is Jewish. It's a blintz.
I'm just gonna do that.
I'm excited about this. I'm excited about this. I like sweet eggs. Like tamagoyaki, a little sweet tamagoyaki. That's fun. You want me to powder this?
Can you powder it?
I'm just gonna powder my nose a little bit.
Oh my gosh, it is so blintzy. It's a blintz.
It's a blintz with hard cheese.
Wow. I use Mexican. I did use three blend Mexican.
Oh wow.
Because what other cheese is better for the kids? Don't say Monterey Jack.
No, I Mexican blend cheese, I really want to do like a deep dive on how that came to be because cheese. None of the cheeses are particularly Mexican whatsoever.
I was going to say, I don't need more.
No, I know. I want more.
Cheers.
The Mexican cheddar.
Yeah.
Excellent. So good.
So good.
So good.
Great.
Why have I never done this before?
I could eat this forever.
You know what it feels like? It feels like a Venezuelan dish.
Is there one that's like this?
You know, like cachapas?
Of course. This looks like a cachapa.
That's like a cachapa. But like cachapas, like, you have like that sweet corn and the salty cheese.
Uh-huh.
You know, I wish this was, honestly, I wish this was a corn tortilla. Corn tortilla quesadilla with sugar on it.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah, wow. This is
delightful.
Oh,
it's killer. It's killer.
This is awesome. It's shocking. And I think, you know what's funny? Earlier I was talking about how I don't like the MSG, that kind of like savoriness that you get from cheese and miso and stuff like that. I don't like that in dessert, but what I do like is sweet stuff on a savory dish. So this is 90% savory, 10% sweet, right?
I would say probably even less.
I don't like when it's 90% sweet, 10% savory, but I love when it's 90% savory, 10%
okay,
sweet.
Okay, great. You found something that clicks.
I've never thought to do this in my entire life. Mm. I grew up eating like, you know, a bagel with cream cheese and jam on it. That's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
But a hard salty cheese, jam, sugar.
Ricotta salata.
Yum.
Okay.
Yum, yum, yum.
Your fork seems out of commission, so.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to just.
Give me it.
I'm just going to cut you a nice little slab.
I can just eat with my hands.
Okay. Go for it. Yep. Yep.
You don't do hand omelet? Oh, this is going to be good, too. I'm disgusting. I'm sorry. Sometimes I realize that I'm disgusting.
I don't mind. It's okay. Is it really good?
It needs a bread.
Put it all
together. It's good. I know. That's what I was thinking.
The egg makes it taste a little vomity.
The egg is a tougher thing to overcome.
Right. But boy, oh boy.
Boy, oh boy, banana papoy. You know what I'm saying?
Are you a minion?
No, oh boy. I will say the marketing campaign for the new Minions movie has been so good. Jesse Eisenberg is just out there doing the most in the most Jesse Eisenberg way.
He is?
He did Hot Ones for it.
Oh, I didn't even know he was in the movie.
With those Ashkenazi Jewish digestive genes, he did Hot Ones. And he did Sunday Conversation. He didn't do Last Meals. Jesse Eisenberg, please come on Last Meals, man. I'm a big fan. You're talking about why people should donate kidneys, you know?
Like, just freely?
He donated a kidney to a stranger. Has no idea who
it went
to.
That's beautiful.
He just did it.
Are there any health concerns with only living with one kidney?
Not according to Jesse Eisenberg.
My aunt has three kidneys. She was born
give
with
one to Jesse Eisenberg.
She
give
was
one back
born
to him.
With an extra kidney. Isn't
she
that
give
crazy?
It to Jesse. You only got one.
This is
and then he can donate that one to somebody again.
Let's do one.
We'll do
more.
One more.
One
this
more.
Is a 10. This
Wait,
is a 10.
10. 10.
No, 10.
10, 10, 10.
Dan.
Across the
Dan. Omelets is a 5. The quesadilla is 10. We got fruit roll-ups.
We do. Jigglypuff OW4UT said, rolling up goldfish crackers inside a fruit roll-up
no,
is genuinely
I
so
don't
good.
Like this.
Did you ever do gusher blunts when you were in school?
Do what?
Gusher blunts.
Gusher blunts?
Yeah, don't look at me like
a gusher blunt?
What do you mean, what is a gusher blunt?
Okay, well, if I'm imagining a gusher blunt is you're taking the rolling papers that are a fruit roll-up.
Uh-huh.
And you're adding the flour, which would be gushers, into
yes.
the fruit roll-up. And then you're sort of just rolling it and pretending to smoke it for a second until you eat it all?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
You never did that as a kid?
No. I never really had
things
like gushers.
Oh, you were going to say.
God, a gusher blunt is like a thing?
I thought you were going to say friends. And like, that's not true.
No, I had a ton of friends. Just didn't have like name brand snacks.
Did you do tongue tattoos ever?
What's a tongue tattoo? That's what's on these?
Uh-huh.
No. How do I do it? This is, okay, like. Look. What?
Yeah, they can't tell my side. I sound like butter.
What is it? What is that?
So, tongue tattoos are.
No, but like, what is it? What is the tattoo of?
I don't know. It looks like an arrow.
Did I do it?
Yeah. Far out, man.
I don't think kids should have these. I don't think this should exist.
What? Fruit roll-up?
I don't think this should exist.
Okay, make your bleezy.
Okay.
Hey, man.
These are fun little wrappies, though.
Yeah, you can. I've seen people put ice cream in them.
It's just like nori. Oh, that was the thing. You put ice cream in it and then freeze it, and this turns like crunchy.
Look at that. Isn't she gorgeous? Wow, you put a lot more fish in there than I did.
Yeah, I always overstuffed my burrito.
I think that's like a metaphor for life.
I think so. His cup runneth over, his tortilla hath been too filled.
Oh, I like that. You should make that a shirt. I want to eat it.
Okay.
Oh, no. Ready?
Yeah. This is so dry.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a crazy member.
I like it.
Yeah?
I know.
Yeah, you are? It's a lot better than I thought it would be.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot better than the applesauce and mac
mm-hmm.
and cheese.
Mm-hmm.
There's a weird combination of flavors vis-a-vis goldfish. Pretty natural tasting product, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, this is really just kind of like cheddar and flour. Are you using real cheddar? Yeah, they're using real cheddar.
It's pretty delicious. I really enjoyed that.
But then like,
oh,
fruit roll-up is just violently, like the artificial strawberry flavor.
Mm-hmm.
Is this strawberry flavored, or is this just like whatever, like
I think
red?
It's whatever. Breathe in, Josh. Breathe in.
It's a weird texture. Aftertaste. It's a weird like glycerin textures from the.
The aftertaste of like the garlicky, savory cheddar.
Yeah.
Mashed with that ultra processed fruit flavoring is a really gnarly aftertaste. Oh,
there's celery powder in here. That's
is that what it is?
Yeah, celery, onion.
I don't love
garlic. How did celery get in here? That's crazy.
Probably gives it that nice, like, unique tang.
Goldfish aren't from here. They're, like, Danish or something. Can you
really?
Google where goldfish were invented? This is a Jeopardy mm-hmm. clue the other day, and I got it wrong, which is shocking.
That never happens.
I know, and especially a clue about food.
Mm.
Switzerland.
Swiss. They're Swiss snack.
I did not know that.
Me neither.
Well,
it's
that would Swedish fish. Close enough.
Swedish? You have Swedish fish and you have Swiss fish?
Yes, close enough.
A lot of Americans think that they get Sweden and Switzerland mixed up.
I'm one of those Americans right now, and I feel like
oh, you did get them mixed up. Okay.
I'm so sorry.
It's like Thailand and Taiwan.
I've never done that before.
Good.
But I feel like up there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Switzerland's not like up there.
It's not?
Switzerland's kind of like down there. Switzerland's like.
It's next to Italy.
Yeah, it's north of Italy.
You're so right.
And then, yeah, Switzerland
been,
like borders Italy.
I've
they
been
speak
to
Italian.
Switzerland. I've been That's to crazy. Switzerland.
Where?
Lucerne and Lauterbrunnen.
You're the lake? Lake Lucerne?
Yeah.
Nice, man.
It was beautiful.
I had a layover in Zurich, and we missed our flight. We didn't miss it. It like, got like delayed, and they put us up for a night. And so we just like went out. Me, Julia, and president of Mythical, Jacob Moncrief.
It's a really it's a very beautiful, very expensive country.
Yeah.
So an espresso was like $10, and I'm like, what am I doing here?
I know. We went to like a really cool like aperitivo bar. You know, and like a kind of what seemed to be like the Switzerland, the Silver Lake of
oh,
Zurich.
Cool, uh huh.
It was very cool. But yeah, the language situation there is very strange.
Yeah,
because they speak Swiss German in Zurich, and so like I was trying to speak some French, and people were like, "I don't understand anything. I don't understand any German." And then even Germans were like, "We can't understand their German."
Mm.
I ended up ordering a doner in Spanish.
And that's on multiculturalism.
That's on multiculturalism.
I had so much fun doing this. I'm going to give this a 6 out of 10. Josh, what did we learn today?
I'm going to give this a 5. It's better than I thought, though. This is interesting. What we learned today, I think there's no limit to human ingenuity and
right.
human individualism.
Agreed.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think that's really cool. Some of these, like, genuinely delicious revelations. That quesadilla with the jam and the sugar.
So cool.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
I should be eating that all the time.
Yeah. And thank you guys for, you know, sticking your neck out there and really, you know, being on the chopping block and letting us taste your weird, odd, confusing, exciting food hacks. Keep sending them to us.
For
you
better
never know.
Or worse, you were very brave. Check this out.
Oh, oh, that would have been so, if you did that at the square, I think you were so cool. Do it again.
No, someone was stuck in there.
Oh my god. That guy Josh is so cool. He like takes the goldfish and he puts wraps. He's so cool.
I got it on my shirt.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
The first few weeks back at school set the tone for the entire year. But with new teachers, schedules, and expectations, it can feel like a lot. If you're looking to help your child start strong and stay confident, I've been using IXL to make that transition so much easier. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, it adapts to each child's level and pace, making it easy to spot and close learning gaps in just a few minutes a day before those gaps can snowball. Plus, it's trusted nationwide. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL, and it's used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. It's an easy, cost-effective way to get kids back into a learning routine and walking into class feeling ready and reassured. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. Listeners can get an exclusive 20% off an IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
All right, Nicole.
All right.
We've heard what you and I have to say.
Uh-huh.
Now it's time to find out whether React Yet is real out of the universe. Time for the segment we call
Opinions are like casseroles.
Do we get that first opinion?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
If you guys had to guess the theme of today's opinions, what do you think it would be?
Peanut butter.
America's 250, what's it called? Sesquicentennial or whatever?
Food hacks.
Food hacks. What? Tell us one.
That was a very sensual.
Yes.
I'm a sensual man.
Nicole, long time caller, first time listener. Gabriel from Oklahoma. I've always eaten Doritos with dipping them in sour cream.
Uh-huh. Good move.
As if the sour cream was ranch.
Yeah.
And good move. Everyone I know has always been disgusted by that.
No, what?
But I love it. I've been eating it since I was like 5. My favorite combination is the purple spicy sweet chili Doritos with sour cream, and I eat it straight from the bag and straight from the jar, the bin,
tub.
Ah, tub of sour cream.
I love you guys' podcast.
Thank you. You're so sweet.
I love you, man.
I love you, man. That was nice.
That's a good movie too. That's sweet, man.
Is that with Paul Rudd?
Paul Rudd, Jason Segel, a great Jason Segel like archetype.
What's that restaurant that they go to?
James Beach.
Oh my gosh.
Do they go to James Beach?
Yeah, I used to love going
to James Beach. Do they also go to Best Fish Taco and Ensenada? No.
I don't know, but I used to love going to James Beach.
Did they close down or they turned into something else?
It's been so long. I don't know, but that used to be my spot. Man.
I remember going there and getting the fish tacos because he says they have the best fish tacos and they're like decidedly not good fish tacos
no,
at all.
No, the food wasn't good, but yeah, the vibes were 10 out of 10. Oh
yeah,
my gosh,
that was a fun time.
Yeah, this sounds great. I would do this every day of my life.
There's a very particular reason why I like this. There's something about, listen, I'll dip Doritos in salsa, but there's something it doesn't feel or taste quite right about it.
I hate dipping Doritos in salsa.
Because you have, it's like putting a real hot sauce on Taco Bell or putting fire sauce on real Mexican food. It don't taste right.
Yes. Oh my God.
The Doritos have their own wonderful seasoning.
Right.
But then you get like the freshness of a salsa and it's like they clash.
I've never agreed with you more on anything ever
in my
life.
So you dip a proper normal tortilla chip. I had the best tortilla chips I've ever had before. I'll tell you about it in a sec.
Okay.
And then you dip that into like a good salsa. Perfect. And then you have something that's hyper flavored like a Dorito. And should you need to dip, that needs to go into something neutral,
mm-hmm.
like a sour cream.
1,000%.
Perfect. Any friend who would say that's disgusting. It doesn't deserve to be your friend.
I'm going to say something bold. I don't think you need to dip. I don't think you need to dip Doritos into. Did I say it again? I don't think you need to dip Doritos in anything. They're hyper seasoned and they don't need that extra thing. But if you want that extra thing, I think sour cream being that thing is great. For me, Greek yogurt.
Or maybe even like a very neutral bean dip.
Sure.
A very neutral bean dip.
You need something neutral.
You need something neutral though. Tortilla chips. They're called Masa by Ancient Crunch.
Okay.
I got a PR gift box from Biro.
Okay, yes.
For their new Shandies.
Oh, cool.
And inside they just had like, here's some
the
chips
best
to go with your
Biros. Ever had.
Unreal. Unbelievable. Tastes so heavily of corn.
Okay.
A shattering thick crunch.
It was thick.
Thick, yeah.
You
so,
like,
so okay. Typically, I'm kind of on the fence,
yes.
And I like a lot. I like a Santitas.
I love Santitas.
Or is it Calidad? Is that the brand?
Yes.
You know, like those are typically my go-tos. But then you'll go to like a local Mexican market, like a Vallarta or Northgate Gonzalez, and they just fry their old tortillas into chips, and those are awesome too.
Mm-hmm.
It depends what you're using it for.
Mm-hmm.
But there was something about these that just like. And I had just made like 3 or 4 homemade salsas too.
What a coincidence.
Because that's how I spend my break.
Yeah.
And what a time, man.
Okay.
Unbelievable.
Cool.
I wish I saved them and brought them in.
Because I am very particular about my thick chips.
Mm-mm.
And I always, have you ever seen that video of that little girl that goes Doritos Nachos Preparados and she crunches it and her teeth vibrate? One of the best vines of all time. I always worry that sometimes they'll be too crunchy and they'll kind of like mar the experience for me.
Mm-hmm.
But if you say they're good, I'll definitely give them a crunch.
It's like a time and a place, right? It's like sometimes a thick, crunchy kettle chip is great. And then sometimes I just want to like crush a bunch of Lay's barbecue.
Yeah.
You know, but like
Absolutely.
For as far as thick chips go, oh, I was shook.
I'm
at
so
it was great.
Wow, what a fun experience.
Me
to
and
be.
Jules both took one chip and we're just like looked at each other. We're like.
I love when food does that.
Yeah, they're fried in tallow too, but they didn't reek of beef in a way that a lot of the tallow
nice.
Ones do. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Hi, Nicole and Josh
Hi.
And Mythical at large.
Hey.
My opinions are like casseroles, is that the most superior, I think that might be deeply unnecessary grammar, the most deeply delicious campfire snack that I can think of is a roasted banana. You have to be kind of patient. You put them on the grill area of the little like campfire area that's in like national parks, and you just wait. Eventually, the peel like bursts open and it gets caramelized and wiggly and wonderful.
Brilliant.
Put like a handful of chocolate chips in
there.
If you're feeling really funky, some Reese's peanut butter cups.
Oh, I'm always
and
jumping.
Dude.
It's absolutely the most transcendent camp dessert. That's my hot take. Hope you guys are having a wonderful day.
So sweet.
It's better now that you said that.
Great idea. Oh,
I've never done. I recently, some friends had a little like open bonfire at Dockweiler Beach.
Oh my gosh.
For
4th of July.
Shout out to Lauren who got there at, I think, 5 in the morning to secure the bonfire pit.
Whoa.
Yeah, it was heavy out there. It got her car towed as a whole thing.
Was this during 4th of July?
Yes.
Oh gosh.
It's like a nightmare day, but I just got to show up and reap the benefits of the bonfire. But we like, you know, open fire hot dog skewers, you know, put it in the buns and stuff. That was a fun time. Made
Great.
Me reminiscent of being a kid and making s'mores. But I've never had that much of an affinity for proper s'mores.
There's something,
the chocolate's never as melted as I want it to be. It's never as clean eating as I want it to be. The ratios never seem right. Love a marshmallow. This solves all the problems for me. You do that roasted banana with the Reese's peanut butter cups, and then you take a graham cracker and swipe it through the roasted banana.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That, there's no better dessert.
Sounds delicious.
Pastry chefs could work their entire lives and not make a better dessert than that.
I agree. Oh, my gosh. It's like roasting a sweet potato. Yeah. It's oblivion. It's the same thing.
Oh,
those sugars golly. Caramelize and get light, like syrupy, and like they eke out of the actual banana. Ugh, yeah. Delicious. And it kind of like, when if it's wrapped in foil, it kind of like sticks to the foil.
Yeah,
and
you can caramelized sugar.
Yeah, banana. But it also sticks to the peel, and you can just like, if it's not too hot, swipe your finger.
Wow.
I love food.
God, what a time. Great a time. Opinion to end on. I wish we got to make that for the next Food Hacks episode.
I'll do it.
We'll start a campfire in the parking lot.
Yeah, I got nothing else going on.
On that note, thank you so much for stopping by. A Hot Dog is a Sandwich. We've got new episodes out every Wednesday on YouTube as well as all your audio platforms.
If you would like to leave your opinion, call us at 833-DOG-POD-1. You can hear our very sensual voices.
Very sensual. And then if you like to, you know, watch us do stuff with food, we got a channel called Mythical Kitchen.
Right.
We do some good work over there.
Great work.
Check that out. See y'all.
Why does it feel like healthy snacking always has to taste so incredibly bad? You do not compromise in any other area of your life, so you definitely shouldn't have to compromise when it comes to your food. That's why you need to try Bavarian Meats Zero Sugar Meat Sticks. Seriously, the absolute number one feature here is great taste, zero sugar.
They completely eliminate the trade-off between nutrition and indulgence. These snack sticks are macro-friendly, guilt-free, and perfectly support an active, high-performance lifestyle by delivering 9 grams of protein per serving, zero sugar, and zero carbs. Great flavor takes time, which is why Bavarian meats are slow-smoked and naturally fermented using only real ingredients.
They are the ultimate portable solution for your daily snack cravings, allowing you to hit your nutrition goals while enjoying an amazing savory treat wherever you are.
Pick up a pack today at your local grocer or stock up at BavarianMeats.com/podcast. Use code HOTDOG10 at checkout for 10% off your first order. Bavarian meat snack sticks. Great taste. Zero sugar.